During their current work period, Congress is focused on a number of top priority issues. Along with repealing and reforming health care legislation, Congress still has to tackle the remaining confirmation hearings, the administration's proposed budget, and the appropriations process. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with this and other updates from the week in Washington.
On the Senate side, work continues to try to appoint the remaining political nominees for the Trump administration, and two of those that are currently coming into focus is the U.S. Trade Representative, Robert Lighthizer, who has been nominated for that position. So hopefully work will move forward relatively quickly to get him confirmed and in place at the U.S. Trade Representative's office. Also, Governor Perdue, the nominee for Secretary of Agriculture, we understand that all of his paperwork and required disclosures have now been provided to the Senate Agriculture Committee. So we're hopeful that they will be able to schedule his confirmation hearing. And once that takes place, then we're optimistic that Governor Perdue will be confirmed relatively quickly and in place at USDA, which is going to be critically important as there are a lot of things going on within the administration now, and it's going to be imperative that Agriculture have their spokesperson, their representative there at the table, and that will be Governor Perdue.
The new administration's initial budget proposal for fiscal year 17 is expected to be released this week.
While this won't be the complete budget proposal that's expected to be released sometime in May, this will be the first indication of the administration's funding priorities, as well as areas where they intend to propose, in some cases, fairly significant budget cuts, for example, at the Environmental Protection Agency and other potential regulatory agencies. Also on the funding front, Congress still has to complete its appropriations work for fiscal year 17. The current continuing resolution, which is funding the government, expires at the end of April. So sometime between now and then, Congress needs to complete work on the remaining appropriations bills, which includes not only bills funding the defense and military, but most of the domestic agencies, including agriculture. And so that work will be underway over the next several weeks. And as part of that effort, if Congress ultimately decides to do one large omnibus spending bill to wrap up the work for fiscal year 17, then that will present another opportunity for us to try to work to include a cotton seed provision within that legislation. The industry attempted to get that added to the spending bill at the end of 2016, but ultimately that was not included because Congress simply passed a short-term continuing resolution rather than a full-year funding bill. So again, an omnibus package that Congress may consider over the next several weeks could present us with another opportunity on cottonseed.
And when it comes to the next farm bill,
there's a lot of work going on among the ag groups, including the National Cotton Council and other commodity organizations, as well as the agriculture committees in Congress, to try to start laying the groundwork with the budget committees and other congressional leadership that as work begins to write the next farm bill, it's imperative that the ag committees have the budget flexibility they need to write the best farm bill possible to deal with the current economic situation in agriculture, and that they not be bound by arbitrary or artificial budget savings requirements. And so National Cotton Council and our colleagues and other groups are continuing to lay the groundwork and build the case for why there needs to be additional budget resources allocated to the ag committees as they begin their work writing the next farm bill.